So let's go ahead and see if we can talk to another person on the phone lines. Can you pick another number, please, between 1 and 40?
13.
Number 13 is 530 area code.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, thank you so much. I was, I'm just so impressed with everything you said. It's it's extraordinary. I'm wondering if you could just tune in and give some support to physical health.
Okay. Do you have
what's
a
your name,
particular symptoms? Oh, yes. What is your name?
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
What
Hi.
Is your symptom, Becky?
There's a lot of them, but it's a lot of pain in my neck.
All right.
And chronic fatigue and things
oh.
like that.
Oh, Becky, you know, that's my specialty. I've done an awful lot of work with chronic fatigue. Okay, so let's look at you. First, I'm going to clarify the body, mind, and spirit energies. I'm going to ground you into the new earth. We're going to connect you to your 100% physical intelligence. And we're going to run that energy right down the column within the midline of your body. I'm going to strengthen your nervous system. We're going to connect your spinal cord to your neck and your neck to your spinal cord. One, two, three, four, five. C5 feels a little out of alignment. Let me just go ahead and send some energy with that connection to C4 and C6. Okay, so there's a little bit of a twist there. Do you feel like that twisty energy in your neck?
I have a lot of emotion as you're acknowledging this.
Yeah, just go ahead and breathe that out. You know, a pain in the neck is often someone is a pain in the neck to us. So we'll just go ahead and disentangle other people that bother you. And collectively, people that bother you, and let's see where that leads. So we have you, your family, your ancestors. Collectively, it seems like the strongest weakness. Do you worry about things happening in the world, or are there certain groups that you're bothered by consciously?
No.
Okay, so it must be unconsciously. Let's go find
yeah.
it. Other sick people bother you, and being one of them. So let me find all the places where that led to death in your past lives, which is an interesting word. We're going to have to change that word. Okay. I see a picture of you leaning over an older sister that was like a mother or a mother figure. And grieving her death, and there was a significant emotional pain with that passing, and you felt quite lost and depressed and, let's see what else, overwhelmed by the responsibilities you were inheriting. So I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the parts of you. I'm going to lighten that up, and I'm going to bring in the parts of you that are still connected to that reality wherever it exists. And we're going to bring that back in. Okay. Tell me how your neck feels right now. What's your pain level?
Maybe it's 5.
Okay. In the beginning of the call, was it a 5?
No, it's more like a 7.
Okay, so let's see what else we can do. And strengthen your perception to change all the parts of yourself that feel like you cannot change. We're going to delete those limitations. There's quite a few within the body that is stagnant. So that's like a stagnant belief that's all over the structure within your body. We're just going to delete that. Disentangle you from those limitations. It's like a depressive energy, right? It holds everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Things don't move enough. opening up your upper crown area. Becky, I'm going to connect you to dolphin energy right now, and not just dolphins that we see in the wild, which are amazing, but where they came from, what created them. We're going to allow that to come in. All right. Delete all resistance to accepting assistance. Okay. So there's quite a bit of stuff in your third eye we're going to release. How are you doing?
I'm feeling a tremendous amount of emotion.
We're moving it. I'm sorry. But that's what we need to do. We need to get that out of there because that's suppressing your body working. So I'm just swirling that around the third eye, out the back of the occiput, in the back of your neck. We're letting that move down the spinal cord in your central column of light. Your throat has a lot of expression. It's ready to cry and let go, and I want you to do that. And I want you to use sound. I want you to let this go. Nobody on this call wants you to hold on to that pain. Old griefs. Moving through the heart and the lungs. We're clearing old stagnations. And they're escorting those energies out into the light. Becky, your life can change. I want you to know that. You do not have to have this symptom.
Okay. That's some big stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. How are you doing? How is it feeling now?
It's profound how the body... there's so much that's I'm not in my mind. I'm in my body, and you're saying these things, and you know it's just so much happening. So I'm just going with it, and I thank you so much.
Yeah, you'll have these layers just move off. I'm going to add a program, so after the call, it will continue to move, and what we want is movement.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. So some sweating forgetting.
Is good too.
Yes,
yeah,
it is. There has been some forgetting. So all the places that you forgot in your body forgot how to function, I'm just going to strengthen the physical intelligence to that knowing through all your quantum cells, up through your structure and down again. And I'm also, this is going to happen after the call, but I need you to be in the new earth, the new earth energies. I'm just going to let that start moving for you, particularly in the lower chakras, all the way into the planet. There you go. So energy from, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I feel so humble because there's so much that I know. And yet there's been so much that's locked in my body. And just this morning I was doing a meditation on the new earth and connecting with that and letting go. But, you know, it's like getting help that where there's a response, a release, where it's real, there's actually something. I just feel so humble and grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, Becky, you're welcome. Sending you a big virtual hug.